Isn't today great? Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
It's a great day to engage in some autumn escapades on the Amy Beth Erkowitz Show, weaving together a mosaic of voices from the arts, politics, personal growth, and justice. How are you? Another crazy week review, right? Unbelievable. The former guy is now officially labeled a fraud by a New York City judge. Ouch. So much winning, really? The bogus Biden impeachment inquiry. Dead on arrival? Called an unmitigated disaster by a GOP aide. We'll talk about that. Oh, yeah, they're getting ready to shut down the government, but I think the Congress still gets paid. That's crazy. We'll talk all about that. Pay tribute to a trailblazer, Dianne Feinstein, the longest-running woman senator, passed away at the age of 90. What a legacy she's left behind. We're going to surround ourselves with some great music. Your Forgotten 45s in the mix. As are you if you're listening live. It is Friday, September 29th. 10 a.m. out west, high noon central, and 1 o'clock in the soggy northeast. Number in motion, 347-857-4505. Facebook page, partner chat box available should you be tagging along for the live ride. And they're not charging us yet, so the Twitter XV 24/7 arrangement is still in play at AB Rights. All being held by the talented ever-ready TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, ML headquarters. Show brought to you in part by Old Navy. It's time to fall in for great styles and savings at Old Navy. Also by Audiophile, music, books, podcasts. Go ahead, caress your ears with everything you want to hear from Audiophile. Also from Dunkin', America Runs in Dunkin'. Guess what? Their pumpkin spice lattes are back. Enjoy America Runs in Dunkin'. PopNet, it's arts, culture, conversation, on air, online, up and running 24/7, featuring the Amy Beth Erkowitz Show and those robust roundtables. Anything, everything on your mind, weigh in as we celebrate one of the sweetest seasons of them all. The autumn. I'm Amy Beth Erkowitz Show.
it's autumn, the birches have just begun turning. It's life and it's dying, the lobstermen's boats come returning. With the catch of the day in their home, and the young boys cold and complaining. The fog meets the beaches, and out on the reach it is raining. It's father and son, it's the way it's been done since the old.
forgotten diesel back in my pump yesterday. Left this morning from the Bell and Gardner's Bay. Like all the locals here, I've had to sell my home. Too proud to leave, I worked my fingers to the bone so I could own my Down Easter Alexa. And I go where the ocean is deep. There are giants out there in the canyon, and a good captain can fall asleep. I got bills to pay and children who need clothes. I know there's fish out there, but where God only knows. They say these waters are in what they used to be, but I got people back on land who count on me. So if you see my Down Easter Alexa, and if you
Cecilia, and that classic from the late, great Dan Fogelberg, The Reach, it's Maine, and it's Autumn, the saga of the lobsterman on the water. Indeed, good stuff, good songs. And that great favorite, everybody loves that one, A Lively One from Earth, Wind, and Fire, as we usher out the month of September for a bunch of Cardio regulars, including Marcy, Carla, and Dondi. Thank you guys for chiming in and joining us live. You know how much I enjoy that. Carole King's Sweet Seasons, as we embrace the fall. And I'm in the middle of a deluge here in the Northeast. I hope your weather's better, but I guess we could use a little bit of that. But cool temps and things sort of, you know, as the seasons change and sort of the refreshing end of the fall always makes me think about starting anew and re-embracing your inner artist is one of the things that we try to do here with our Inspiration to Action Challenge. Success stories pouring, you know how much I love that. Gretchen in Shaker Heights, Ohio says, thank you so much for cajoling me. I am writing again, looking for a chapbook deal with my poetry. I didn't know they had chapbook deals for poetry. You can get them done, but I don't know if you can. Anyway, Gretchen, congratulations. I'm just kidding you, but I am very proud of you. I'd love to see your samples of your work and keep us posted on your success. Continue it, go for it, and embrace it. We all have to celebrate each other for sure. Inspiration to Action, if it's worked for you, I'd love to give you a shout out. You deserve it. If, on the other hand, you need a little push in the right direction, let's start a creativity coaching counseling conversation. First one is always on me, but I need a couple of weeks to connect, 2 to 3. So reach out via the website, amybetarkawy, A-R-K-A-W-Y.com. Easy access so far still at the Twitter Exceed. And while you're there, you can peruse my stories. The award-winning Eliza Gordon Mysteries are available for ebook and paperback via Cozy Cat Press. We have other goodies available as well, anthologies, etc. And links to the podcast, social media connections, and a place for you to chime in with guest suggestions, big story, and forgotten 45 requests. Perhaps you'd like to be a guest on the show that Media Bites has dubbed an entertaining and empowering tour de force. We'd love to get you on. Just tell us about your bona fides. We're always looking for storytellers for this show and other venues as well, on the Arts Radio Network, PopNet, PodStream, etc. Authors and musicians and theater folks, media mavens, social commentators too, reach out again via the website amybetharkawi.com. We'll get you on. So what a week it's been in terms of politics. We're still waiting on that possible government shutdown. It looks like looks more and more likely that it's going to be happening, I guess, by this weekend. And it's very unfortunate because McCarthy and Biden had a deal when they resolved the debt ceiling. But McCarthy is being held hostage by the MAGA Republicans in the House. And I guess, you know, they've got such a stranglehold on him since it took 15 rounds to get him the gavel. Unfortunately, it's a Nerf gavel. He has absolutely no heft to it. I think he should call their bluff and employ Hakeem Jeffries and the people on the other side of the aisle. Of course, Hakeem Jeffries is savvy. He'll have to ask for a few things in return, of course. But we got to keep this government going because there are people that are going to really be hurt. Now, they're going to furlough workers. They will be back pay for most of them. But some workers are contract workers. You know, we talk about these labor disputes that are going on in the country. Some of these people have been contract workers for years, and they can't make ends meet because they don't make big bucks to begin with. It's sad. And meanwhile, the Congress themselves, they're causing this, but they're going to get paid. I don't get that. They should have to forfeit their pay as well. Speaking of labor disputes, you know about the former guy, after President Biden walked the picket line with UAW workers in Michigan this past Tuesday, the next day, Trump shows up at an auto parts store or warehouse, whatever it was, a non-union shop, and speaks by invitation only to mostly management people and says basically the workers are striking for the wrong reasons. They should, you know, sort of basically be happy with what they have. It's like a rich guy telling labor what to do. Outrageous. Look at his track record. He talks about how he's for the workers, and I know there are some blue-collar people who, for whatever reason, are on Trump's side. But you got to open your eyes, people, and you've got to look at his track record because he has one. He was president for 4 years, unfortunately, did a lot of damage to this country and certainly didn't help the workers. He made lots of promises. Remember he made promises to those people in Ohio about don't sell your house, I'm going to, you know, it's going to get better, everything's going to get revved up. Well, all those factories closed. So let's remember that when we're thinking about who to vote for come 2024. And by the way, the vitriol continues. He's now ratcheting up, taking pot shots at General Mark Milley, who just retired as of today as the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, calling him a traitor and that he should be executed for treason because he tried to keep it together after January 6th by assuring both allies and adversaries that everything was okay. I mean, come on. Seriously? This man now, who's a patriot, a lifelong service to this country, has to have security protection for his family, just like Mitt Romney and other people do. What are we living in? This is just it's untenable, is what it is. And we can't let this guy get back anywhere near the White House. It's just craziness. So please keep that in mind, get vigilant, and rev up to a big push to vote blue, no matter who, come 2024. Indeed, we have to stand by Biden because that's our choice. Another Cornel West business, his third-party business. He came on the other day to tell him, Brother Biden might go out of gas and Trump might be in jail. I might win this thing. He isn't going to win this thing. Spoiler alert, Cornel West, anybody who thinks he is, so get with it. The other thing I wanted to mention was the Cassidy Hutchinson book tour. You saw this young woman who was brave enough to come forward. She worked as Mark Meadows' assistant in the White House and told all to the January 6th committee, has testified before the grand juries in Washington and Fulton County, and has that new book out. Enough. I don't know if she's going to sell any book copies because she's done so many interviews. I think we got the sense of the book. I will say she's poised. She comes across as a very courageous person, someone who seems to act and look like she just was released from a cult, the things that she says, although she denies it as a cult, but it took her a long time to sort of debrief and get out of it. But I think what she does is offer an exit ramp for people who are in that mix and to say, you know what, you made a mistake, it's okay, just come forward. Come to the other side. The only thing I will question, one of the interviews I saw her with, I think with Nicole Wallace, where she said, and she, Hutchinson praises Liz Cheney, credits Liz Cheney for helping her come to the fore and provide her testimony and tell the truth, et cetera. But she said, well, what are you going to do? Who are you going to vote for? And she kind of hesitated and said, well, I don't know yet. I'm keeping the door open. After she said that Donald Trump is a threat, an existential threat, but she said, maybe I'll do a write-in. And see, this is what I don't get. You can't do that. When you talk about existential threat, you have to vote. Your choices are binary. It's the Democrat or it's Trump, if that's who it's going to be. on the ballot. I mean, she's still holding out hope that somebody else will win the nomination, although she said the only person who's qualified is Chris Christie because he's the only one that will denounce Trump. And I think I kind of agree with that. It's Chris Christie, Asa Hutchinson, who didn't make it on the stage, Will Hurd, who I guess is out in Never Never Land. It doesn't seem like any of the other people are going to make it. But none of them, except Chris Christie, who was on the stage last past debate, will say he's not qualified. They don't call him out on anything. His fraud, his comments about Millie, this is outrageous to me. I don't understand it. Reclaim your party, folks. Come up with a new one. I understand not everybody wants to be a Democrat, but we got to have another party. Let's do something about it. But if your choices are binary, you got to pick the one that stands for democracy and worry about the policies later. I think Liz Cheney would admit that and say that. To talk about doing a write-in, that's wishy-washy, and it's not helping the situation. That's for sure. My take, what's yours? Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505. Claudia Popnet Chaffox, thanks so much for doing it. I'm listening live. Love it. Wish you were doing the show more often. Well, we do what we can, Claudia. I have other, you know, I send out the missives, so you can catch me. I'm pretty much on the radio like almost every day now on Popnet. But join us there. But I do appreciate it. And don't forget, all the shows are archived for podcasts as well. Fritz says, another outrageous week. The bogus impeachment thing went nowhere. They should be ashamed of themselves. Exactly. I agree with that. It's not good. On the Trump front, TFG is not the president. He should not be called president. He's a twice impeached, four times indicted, 91 felony counts, traitor, sexual assaulter, and a bona fide fraud. He can, however, be called an inmate. So says NH Dude. Well, okay, we'll see. He's not there yet. I know people are hoping. I'm hoping too, but it's crazy. Alan says, I see a desperate man incapable of seeing anything that is real and of true value. All he is the stage scenery of perceived success, but this is a paltry mask to hide a poverty of spirit that is truly pitiful. Trump is a fraud. Indeed, he was the judge in the case that AG Letitia James brought in New York to prove that he finagled, along with his sons, his two adult sons, Don Jr. and Eric, Alan Weisselberg, another member, a controller, I think, of the Trump Organization, were all found to be fraudulent. They were the scheme. I don't know how Ivanka got out of it, but somehow she did. A scheme to finagle the valuation of real estate properties so that they're higher when they're applying for bank loans and lower when they're going to the tax man. This went on for decades. This has been going on, I think, even before Trump. Trump's father did the same kind of thing. This is a Trump family legacy. It's crazy. And this, it's not good. And I don't know why it wasn't criminally prosecuted years ago. If it was criminally prosecuted, we need Quentin Tarantino, you know, roll it back like in the movie Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Roll it back and rewrite it, and maybe our country would be in better shape because he's done so much damage to this country and to himself. If he hadn't done hadn't run for president and won, he probably wouldn't be in this position to even evaluate all this stuff. But it's out there, and I don't know why he wasn't prosecuted. Robert Morgenthau, the legendary DA from Manhattan years ago on his deathbed, said after Trump had been elected already, that was his big regret, that he never went after Trump when he should have. A lot of people took a pass, whether they took technically a bribe or a campaign donation, including Cyrus Vance Jr., who was the DA of Manhattan, got a little campaign contribution to make something go away between Don Jr. and Ivanka when they were doing some kind of shady real estate deal, too. So talk about that two-tiered system. It really has worked for him in unfortunate ways, not working for the rest of us, that's for sure. So his dirty deeds, done dirt cheap, but they're leaving us with a big expense account. That's for sure. Hey, weigh in. Anything ever on your mind? It is the Amy Beth Oakley Show. Happy to have you aboard.
it's only world famous because you won't shut up about it.
Right.
Yeah, get down. That's rock and roll. From a newly minted senior citizen, Sean Cassidy, heartthrob turned TV producer. Yeah, he just turned 65 the other day. Oh, we're all getting older, right? And these boots are made for Wonka, Nancy Sinatra for candy, as some of those Republican MAGA types are getting ready to walk out of Congress and leave the rest of us holding the bag. Speaking of which, the Beach Boys shut down. A lot of folks wanted to hear that one, including part of your regulars, Carla, Pearlie, and Frank. Thank you guys for chiming in. Really appreciate it. And Dirty Deeds, Done Dirt Cheap, the AC/DC classic with Joan Jett's signature on it. Joan Jett, another newly minted senior citizen. Yeah, Joan also turned 65 just the other day. So, wow. Still rocking, still doing her thing. Fountain of Youth, as they say. Hey, it is the end of the Thornquist Show. Weigh in, Twitter, anything, everything on your mind. Twitter, AB Writes, phone line 347-857-4505, should you find yourself joining us for the live September 29th arrive. Facebook page, PopNet ChopX, also available for that. A few folks chiming on the Cassidy Hutchinson book story. As Rico says, I'm not sure anybody's going to buy the book because she's on every TV channel these days. Yeah, I don't know if she was on. It's true. Sometimes it might be overkill, but it's fascinating. And I have to say, I appreciate her so much because she's poised, she's gracious, and she opens the door for people who were sort of immersed in that whole MAGA movement. And I think she says it wasn't a cult. I kind of disagree with that. I kind of think it was a cult. It's just, I don't get it. I don't get how people can do that. Elon, says, Cassidy Hutchinson speaks like a person who came to terms with the fact that she was part of a cult, although she's, again, as I said, she doesn't think of a cult, Elon. But then he goes on to say, they still support an orange sex offender despite Republicans appointed by him speaking out against him. Tell me you're an idiot without telling me you're an idiot. Well, see, that's the point. I don't want to tell people they're an idiot. I want to give them that off-ramp, and I think someone who's been there, done that, like Cassidy Hutchinson, can do that. My only story with her is, and maybe she'll still come to terms with it herself, when it comes time to voting, if she's so strongly against Trump, as she says she is, and she doesn't want him to be anywhere near the White House, then you really have to vote for Joe Biden. That's the way it's going to have to be if he gets the nomination. You can't. I know she says she's a Reagan Republican. Nobody like that exists anymore in the Republican Party, at least will admit it or will get elected. But if you want to go back to that again, they have to reclaim their party. And I am okay with people having different ideas. They just can't have ideas where they want to dismantle this country. The point is, in the old days when you had Republicans and Democrats, there were differences in terms of policies. And values maybe in some cases, but the basic values of what this country was started, the basic tenets, were followed by all, and we were all patriots, and we all cared about this country, and I think that's true of the large majority of people who I've known over the years who were Republicans. But they were reasonable Republicans. I didn't agree with them on certain things, but they weren't looking to dismantle our country, and that's what I'm saying. If you are in that school of thought, that's okay, but find yourself, you know, revamp, reclaim your party, or start a new party so we can have some opposition. And, you know, that's how it has to be eventually. Hopefully, if we can hang on to it. Otherwise, if we go down that autocratic highway, we may never come back from it, and that's the scary part. But I think I have faith that we can. And we got to get rid of the Electoral College, but that's the next step, if we can hang on, if you know what I mean. Twitter, AB Writes, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNet chat box. Want to talk a little bit about Dianne Feinstein, who passed away at 90. Real trailblazer. I mean, she started out as on the Board of Supervisors in San Francisco and, of course, became mayor after the horrible murders of Mayor Moscone and Supervisor Harvey Milk way back when. And then arose, and she ran a couple of times, tried to get Senate races, et cetera, and it didn't happen. But then she finally got into the Senate in the early 90s and was there controversially until she passed away because the last couple of years she was fading and maybe should have resigned sooner. But her work, you can't underestimate that. Her legacy cannot be tarnished. She did a lot of work and did a lot for women's rights. She was very responsible for the assault weapons ban, which unfortunately lapsed under George W. Bush, and that's a real stain on this country because we have too many weapons on this now out in the country. So even if you reinstated it, I don't know what you're going to do, but that's a whole other story. But really someone who led the way for a lot of people and mentored a lot of younger politicians, both men and women, including Kamala Harris, who was a senator from California before she became vice president. So her legacy is there, and I think it will be intact for a long time to come. But who's going to replace her? Newsom, now the governor of California, will have to name a successor, as we're in the midst of all this problem with Bob Menendez, the Democrat from New Jersey, who refuses to resign, although he's been indicted. It's craziness, indeed. Anybody on the Dianne Feinstein thing? Gen X says, what kind of a country do we live in where in the same breath we document a high-ranking politician who died and also how they will be replaced? I guess everybody's replaceable, but I think you might want to reflect on the legacy for a minute before you replace them. R.I.P. Dianne Feinstein. I agree with you on that, but that's how we work. It just keeps rolling. You know, the stories of 24/7 just keeps rolling, but I think you're so right, and I think she is very respected, and tributes are coming through from all her colleagues, and Nancy Pelosi in particular was very friendly with her. They both came from San Francisco and sort of came up around the same time in politics, so a lot of tributes, and she deserves them. I really agree with that. So hang in there, guys. Twitter, AV Rights, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNet chat box. As we speak about people that legacies mean something, I want to remember a couple of people who would have celebrated birthdays had they stayed with us longer, like Mama Cass Elliott, who was born Naomi Klein, only 32 when she left us. Of course, that great voice, part of the Mamas and Papas and also solo work, would have celebrated her 82nd birthday on September 19th, but died at 32, but the music still lives on. Remembering Mama Cass Elliott on the Amy Beth Arkley Show.
Breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree. Dream a little dream of me. Say nighty-night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me. Why?
On a hot summer night, would you offer your throat to the wolf with the red roses?
Will he offer me his mouth?
Yes.
Will he offer me his teeth?
Yes.
Will he offer me his jaw?
Yes.
Will he offer me his hunger?
Yes.
Again. Will he offer me his hunger?
Yes.
And will he starve without me?
Yes.
Then does he love me?
Yes.
Yes.
On a hot summer night, would you offer your throat to the wolf with the red roses?
Yes.
I bet you say that to all the boys.
Marvin Lee Addy, who later changed his name to Michael Lee Addy, but the world knows him as Meatloaf on the Amy Beth Arkwe Show. We lost him a few years ago, but he would have celebrated his 76th birthday on September 27th. The music lives on, and for those of us who came of age in the 70s and 80s, Bat Out of Hell was a seminal teenage album, all that raging hormones, right? Vibrating, reverberating music, great stuff indeed. Meatloaf, the music lives on. And speaking of which, Naomi Klein, better known to the world as Mama Cass Elliott, died at the age of 32, would have celebrated her 82nd birthday on September 19th. And boy, did she leave behind a legacy of great music, too. You kind of think, especially in her case, because she left so young, what kind of work and music she could have created in all those ensuing years. But you know what? You get what you get. You get the time you get. And she got made the most of it, for sure. Good music. The legacies live on. It is the end of the Darkly Show. We've got to wrap things up. But don't forget, all the shows are archived for podcast. Feel free to listen to them whenever you can, wherever you get your podcasts. And, of course, be on the listen. Social media misses go out for my various appearances on the Arts Radio Network, PopNet, PodStream, NYS Talk, and other outlets as well. So good stuff indeed. Let's do that social media crawl before we sashay out of here one final time. A few folks chiming in. I can't get to everybody, but I try. Sue B. says Trump Tower has been relocated to the maximum security prison. He has been proven a fraud. Mm-hmm. I love that. I don't know if you saw the meme. Somebody made Trump Tower, and they replaced it with Letitia James Tower. I thought that was quite funny. Good stuff indeed. Anybody else on anything? Lovey says, federal government shutdown looms, no deal in sight. McCarthy is a weak leader. Yeah, it's really unfortunate. That Congress is going to still get paid, but some contract workers won't get paid and might not even get back pay, and that's a shame because some of these people will be heard for sure. Jessica says, I saw the phony hearing on the Biden impeachment. Talk about government waste. The person they should be holding hearings for is their current corrupt, treasonous, dear leader, traitor Trump. Biden-Harris 2024, vote blue, save our democracy. Indeed, I'm with you on that one, Jessica. Let's do all that we can to do that. Snow Lady says, as far as Cassidy Hutchins is concerned, I can't feel sorry for her. She adored the guy that thought grabbing women by the you-know-whats was funny and then somehow was surprised and indignant that his asshat buddies would do the same to her. It's hard to feel bad for the girl. Well, I do feel bad for her. I mean, a lot of people say, oh, you know, she knew what she was getting into. Yes and no. People don't always do it. Sometimes they're blinded by something. They look the other way. I'm not condoning it, but I'm trying to understand it because you have to have an open door for folks and give them a chance to make that exit ramp. And I think she's a good person for those people who are still involved in this and enmeshed in what I would call a cult. She doesn't say it's a cult, but it kind of is, and she kind of comes off as someone who did escape it. But I think her poise and her grace and her honesty and her courage, I think, is to be commended. I'm curious. I'm not sure if I'm going to read the book because she's got so many interviews, but I kind of want to hear a little bit more of her backstory. I'm just hoping that she's going to come full circle and realize that she's got to vote for Biden, especially if Trump does get the nomination. I don't like any other choices, but she's a Republican, and if she feels that if Nikki Haley gets it or somebody else gets it, that's her choice. But if you're so indignant that he's horrible, how can you do a write-in? That's a waste. That's my take on it anyway. On the autumn escapades, Rhonda says, apple picking and riding my bike along hilly roads until winter comes and I can't stand winter. Okay. I'm kind of wimpy on that too, Rhonda. Thank you so much for doing that. Hey, thanks so much for joining us. Thank you to the TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, NL headquarters for keeping us moving. And thank you. Please drive safe, play nice, dream big, and come back and see us on the Amy Beth Arkwe Show. Speaking of the leaves changing, we'll leave you with Ed Sheeran and Autumn Leaves on the Amy Beth Arkwe Show. Take care, you know. I love you all.
Another body to grow old, it's not complicated. the falling leaves drift by the window, the autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands you went away. The days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start. La vie se passe, ce qui s'est mort.